This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
301-230-0980 is the number here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Zanoe Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 645. Wizards basketball comes your way at that point. They are hosting VJ Edgecombe in the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll get you a little preview of that one and talk about the first three games of the season for the DC family before we ultimately get out of here. But I do want to wrap up these calls. Mark in Largo, or excuse me, Athens in Annapolis, has been on hold the longest. We'll get to him. What's going on, AA?
All right, I'm going to need an extra, like, 30 seconds here to vent, okay, because of the hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead. You earned that. You earned that, my friend.
Okay, I've been taking notes in the car. You said, how did he play? B+. I got WTF next to that, okay? Critical and costly misses. Let me tell you what this man did for a critical and costly miss, Linnell, okay? Imagine you have a six-leg parlay that's about to hit, and it goes to the end of the game, the second-to-last play, and you need the man to get two more yards rushing to hit your parlay for almost $1,200, and he gets it. He dives forward for the first down, but oh, crap, he fumbles it, and it rolls 2 yards backwards out of bounds, and you lose your parlay. You and Anthony would have been eating steak and lobster today. I couldn't believe it. I violated.
Oh, he screwed you last night?
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you text message. He screwed me three ways from Sunday. You couldn't even make up what this guy did to me.
You know let me tell you who screwed me last night, AA, and I'm going to send this over to you too. Put in a good, you know, I only do $5 bets. I needed Bill Merritt to get to 40 yards, man. If Bill Merritt would have got to 40 yards, I would have hit 5 for 576. But he couldn't get 40 yards rushing.
Whiz.
Only thing that screwed me last night. Damn, Athens. And look, he's dead ass serious. We would have been eating good tonight. I already know. I believe you.
Damn right.
Damn.
Here's the thing, Linnell, to go off of what you just said, there's no design to the run game, okay? It's just this basic vanilla hand the ball off to the medium-sized running back in the hole, okay? You got the Bears' run defense that was awful, but we couldn't run the ball against them. You got Dallas's defense that's historically bad, not against us. What's the cure? Play Washington, okay? And then you got – last night, you're playing Kansas City. Why did it take 8 weeks for them to have, like, you opened the show and said their backs were against the wall? Why would your backs be against the wall? Because you laid down and played down to the team like the Falcons that couldn't even beat Carolina or Miami, and you let the Bears come into your house and they just lost to a third-string quarterback? You know, listen, at the end of the day, Linnell, they just ain't good enough, I think, on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of misses with draft picks, but I really question why it took this long for them to just look like this totally different team in the first half. In the second half, they had 11 plays on offense going into the fourth quarter.
It's crazy.
11. against a stone cold Mahomes assassin. You guys going to kill you every time.
It's not going to work. And I appreciate the call. I'm sending you over that ticket right now, Athan. Damn, my heart hurts.
Yeah, I
appreciate you as always, brother. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark in Largo. What's going on, Mark and Mark?
What's up? I echo his sentiments, man. I don't know what you and Kevin Sheehan are thinking about giving him a B+. We put up 7 points, bro. 7 points. This ain't no rookie here, man. He lost the game for us on offense.
Wait, Mark, man, Mark. What the hell you mean, bro?
If you want to brain prep, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Let me say this for now.
Go ahead.
Let me say this to you, bro, okay? You were upset going to training camp, and it's the same reason why Cliff has been upset. The reason why this team is upset, I mean, Cliff has been upset, is because they have no receivers that can get open. Last year, they didn't have this problem. Why? Because you had Zacchaeus, you had Brown, you had Crowder, who, by the way, Crowder's still available. Adam Peters can still go and get him.
They better, Mark, they better not, bro. They better not go sign Jamison Crowder.
And sitting up here, and now let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting up here and thinking that Jaden, again, is going to come back and turn water into wine on Sunday and for the rest of the season is insane. I love Jaden Daniels more than you do. I truly do. But I'm not naive to thinking we don't have no receiver depth, just like you didn't have in Dallas. Debo, by the way, I'm 55 years old. This boy looked like he was my age last night. He couldn't hold on to the ball. He couldn't get away from people. They need.
You think he's hurt, Mark? You think he's hurt?
Jalen Lane. I still think he's hurt.
I'm starting to think it too. But damn.
And then Terry, Terry is a baller.
Thank you, Mark. No. That's all I wanted to hear from you. Because I know you've straddled the fence a little bit over the summer. They need Terry McLaurin. They don't have another guy like him. I'm glad you put some respect on Terry.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You heard what was going on all weekend long about Jacksonville floating out Brian Thomas trade bait. Mm-hmm. If I'm watching, I go get him. Go get him now. Because here's the reality of the situation. You don't, unless you're going to bring Treylon Burks up, who I think can play too, but he just needs some time to mature if you bring him up. You got to get another guy here who could be a future number one with Jaden.
Yeah, I hear that.
And that's the bottom line. And look, I love this kid. But the bottom line is he had better receivers who were in space. I'm not saying they're better receivers. They're just better in space last year than you have now. And Cliff knows this. This is why I think everybody jumping on Cliff about the offense. This is deeper than this. This goes back, and Linnell, you know better than this. You saw this summer. You know better.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because I do think, and I appreciate the call, Mark. The run game to me is the number one issue right now. And I guess it's not being helped by the lack of guys on the perimeter. Jalen Lane's not making plays routinely enough. I love what I've seen from Luke. I'm going to continue to give him his flowers. Why the hell are we seeing Chris Moore in single wide receiver sets still? For what? It's a third. We were just talking about this in the break, and it's 3rd and 5, and Terry's on the sideline. I'm frustrated about that because I don't want this to be something that lingers all year. I kept saying that. Let's go to Mark and Laurel wants to check in, too. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on?
The blueprint is out on how to beat the Commanders. You know, you stack the box, take away Jaden Daniels' athletic ability with a spy, and let him beat you with his arm. As far as the defense go, wasn't Adam Peters brought in Preston Scott to be the defensive rusher saver on defense?
He's been terrible. Preston Smith played 8 snaps last night. They were all 8 bad snaps.
And then as far as the Mariota, I mean, he played like a washed-up first-round draft pick. The guy would have put up 3 points, but Terry made a miraculous catch that was overturned. Take away that. The guy puts up 3 points. And you say you get a guy a B+ for putting up 3 points? Really?
I mean.
Come on, man. But you know what? They're going to get everything right when they play the Miami Dolphins. The defense will look good, and the offense will look good back on track once they play the Dolphins. I'm going to take it all there. Good.
I appreciate you as always, brother. Damn. So, we're going to get to the Super Six Pack on the other side of the break. Real quick, there are some conflicting reports out there about the status of Jaden Daniels. We know he left in the second half against Dallas with a hamstring injury. Adam Schefter had this to say about Jaden's status moving forward. He said this on Friday about his status for Sunday night against Seattle.
Jaden Daniels, they play Sunday night against the Seattle Seahawks. And I just think a guy that's had a knee injury and a hamstring injury and some injury issues, hamstrings, you got to be really careful with them. Look how careful Lamar's been. I won't be surprised if we don't see Jaden again on Sunday night.
Now, when I first heard that on Friday, I said, oh, Lord, well, the season's over. I don't think you can go beat Seattle and Detroit with Marcus Mariota, just how I didn't really think you could beat Kansas City with Marcus Mariota. Jaden covers up so many deficiencies that could happen within a play, so many breakdowns that could happen in a play. If a dude gets beat, Jaden can beat the free rusher by himself, right? If Jaden gets pressured, Jaden can scramble. He's more sudden, more elusive than Mariota is. So they need him if they want to salvage their season. The big question is, how healthy is he? And I think Shefty makes a good point. This is a hamstring we're talking about. Like, Lamar's, how many games Lamar missed? Ant, four? Three?
Four.
So I'm not saying it's the same level of hamstring, but looking at how Jaden walked off the field that game against Dallas, he was limping, dragging that leg across. So I don't know how much healthier he is come Sunday night. But I do think there's a conversation to be had about, well, do you want to put him in harm's way? Do you think it's worth it? I don't think there could be any long-term injury with playing Jaden if he comes back a little bit early from a hamstring. I just don't think there's any long-term impact that could happen that could damage him. So I am probably going to err on the side of playing Jaden Daniels. We got an update from the head coach of the Commanders right before we went on the air at about 3:30. Dan Quinn gave an update on JD5 and his status for Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, of course we have a plan. So, he had a good rehab session on days are screwed up on Sunday. Team's back out at practice tomorrow, and we plan on him being a part of that.
And then with you.
So Jaden Daniels, according to Dan Quinn, is expected to practice tomorrow. In what capacity? I think it's TBD. Wouldn't stun me if he was limited and then was full go on Thursday and Friday. But it feels like there's some mixed messaging on this. And I feel the same way about Terry McLaurin's quad, and we don't have enough time to really divulge or get into that as deep as I want to. But and real quick, like, and I know we'll touch on this Thursday and Friday, I'm sure. Do you want him back on Sunday night under any circumstances? I think I'm at the point right now where, like, I think it's too important of a game. You got to play him. I think that's why Terry played against KC, because he knows they need you.
Sunday is definitely an important game, but if he's not good, like
if he can't go, if he can't protect himself,
we shouldn't play him. And again, you gave Mariota a B+. I guess Kevin Sheehan also gave him a B+. If we got to roll Marcus Mariota back out there, I'm okay with that decision. But having Terry, having Debo, having Zach Ertz, having these freaking playmakers on offense actually go out there and make plays, that will be of the utmost importance.
Yeah. 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back, we will revisit the Super Six Pack from Friday. Who had to play well? Who do we put under the microscope for Monday Night Football? That is next. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
301-230-0980 is the number. About 20 minutes left to go on the program. We got some big time business to take care of, though, before we get out of here. The DOC is in with you tomorrow. I'm sure I'll join the program at some point. He'll take you from 4 to 7. I'm back with you on Thursday. Hopefully I'm able to take a trip inside of the Washington Commanders locker room. That would be absolutely awesome. Plan on getting out to Ashburn tomorrow and getting the chance to lay some eyes on these fellas, talk to some of the players, and see what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders. Can they turn this season around? We're trying to put last night behind us. We'll officially do so right now with the results of our Super Six Pack. Let's get to it. 1 through 6. I chose one. Ant chose evens. I chose odds, I believe, for this version of the Super Six Pack. So, number one in the Super Six Pack, I put Von Miller under the microscope. And I thought Von Miller was going to have to be a guy that, you know, really made his impact felt on this Washington Commanders defense. He didn't really play a lot. Von Miller had 15 pass rush snaps against the Kansas City Chiefs last night. He only played 17 total snaps, so the usage was not very high for him. I understand why. He didn't make much of an impact. Yes, didn't make much of an impact. He had one pressure and one hurry. That was it. Had a pass rush win percentage of 3.6. Not very good. Real quick here on Von, and I'm at the point now where, like, what is he bringing to the team? I'm at the point right now where I may consider releasing Von Miller.
Releasing him?
He doesn't. You're down. First of all, we're going to find out Javon Kinlaw's status tomorrow. You're without Javonte. You're without Dorrance. They need bodies, bro. Preston's terrible. I would cut Von Miller and Preston Smith and get better guys. I don't know when Drake Jackson gets activated, the dude they signed from San Francisco.
And stashed him, yep.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be available at any point, but, dog, you watch the game just like I do. What the hell is Von Miller bringing to the table right now? Nothing. Like, cutting him, it sounds extreme, but I'm going to tell you why it's not. You need the roster spot for somebody else. Go sign somebody else, somebody's practice squad, something. Von's giving you nothing right now at all. Honestly, he played 15 snaps. I want 15 more snaps for Jacob Martin, point blank. That's how I'm looking at it. We won't even spend a lot of time on Von. I'm done with Von. Deron Payne is the guy that comes in at number two. You have to grade him on the curve of – he almost didn't play because the toe injury. That was a real thing. And he had a really tough matchup on the interior going up against Creed Humphrey, who played as good a ball. I think PFF, they graded out Creed at a super high rate yesterday. Let's just go to it and look at it real quick. Creed Humphrey was the highest graded player for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was their highest graded offensive lineman, though. Had a pass block grade of 83.4. He pitched a shutout. Had one penalty, but didn't give up a sack, didn't give up a hurry, didn't give up a pressure. Dominated the matchup. Was doing a really good job moving around Kinlaw, Payne, Newton, Goldman, all the guys that play on the interior. So, Deron Payne, look, he was hurt. I think His run defense is the thing that I was probably a little bit more displeased with, unsatisfied with. He had a run defense grade of 47.1, had one tackle against the run, had one run stop on the afternoon. This was crazy because I'm getting ready to sound. I'm ready to put my foot in my mouth, I guess. Guess who led the team in run stops yesterday? Jalen Holmes.
Wow.
Yeah.
PFF. Being gashed, though, so.
Yeah, so it's like, dog, the play that he didn't make when, was it Rashi Rice that reversed field?
Oh, no, it was number one, Worthy.
It was Worthy. On that play, you either make the tackle on Worthy because it's there for you to make, or end Pat Mahomes' career.
Yeah.
That's a kill shot. You don't get too many of those. And I know they would have taken it on our guy if they would have had the opportunity. But this is about Deron Payne. His run defense grade, as we just mentioned, not very good. Him as a pass rusher last night, looking at the numbers here via Pro Football Focus, had a pass rush grade of 61-1, two pressures, two hurries, ultimately did not register a quarterback hit yesterday.
I didn't feel
that. Just your thoughts on how he played, I guess.
Yes, him, Kinlaw, I didn't really recognize their impact out there.
Yeah.
And I thought that would have been huge because, again, you talk about what Jacob Martin was doing yesterday. He was pushing the pocket.
Getting up underneath guys.
Jalen Moore, like, he was doing his job. Where was the rest of the defensive line? So I think, again, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about Creed Humphrey and those interior guys. The thing is, they didn't have Trey Smith yesterday.
Exactly.
So again,
you went against a backup. Deron Payne. An undrafted dude.
Yep. Deron Payne, Kinlaw, I think their impact should have been a little bit more because when Creed's not helping out on one side, somebody else should be eating.
Yeah. I thought Jazzy Newton was able to capitalize a couple of different times. Eddie Goldman had a quarterback hurry. And a pressure as well. They only credited. See, this is where Pro Football Focus gets me confused. They're only crediting Jacob Martin with four total pressures yesterday. Okay. I thought I was tripping. Four total pressures, two sacks. He was big time, man. I think there's just a relentlessness that he plays with. But I want to take it a step further because while I'm highlighting Jacob Martin, I'm calling out others. You know why Jake Martin is able to play with his hair on fire like that? And why he's able to continuously, keep the motor going? He's in football shape. I don't think some of the other guys are. His motor, and this is every time he plays, does not stop. He's chasing plays down the field. He's making the extra effort plays where in Little League they'll tell you, or in high school they'll tell you, but they told me, hey, Linnell, don't worry about that play. You need your win. We need you for offense. But he just gets it, and I think he played really well and was probably their most impactful rusher. Him and Johnny Newton, I felt like, stood out the most in terms of the big guys up front. Number three, I went with Terry McLaurin. Here is McLaurin in the locker room yesterday after the game talking about how happy he was to be back on the field with his teammates, and we were happy to see him out there because he played pretty well.
It's just great to be out here with my teammates, honestly. Just try to bring who I am to this team as a player and my leadership as well. And, yeah, it was just a tale of two halves. We kind of let some things on the field early in the first half that we felt like we could have executed, maybe gave us ourselves a little bit of a gap. Defense did a great job getting us the ball back twice. And so as an offense, we just got to capitalize on that better. Second half, they just executed a lot better than we did. We didn't really have a lot going. And we did at times, but we just couldn't really sustain anything. So, you got to give them credit because they made some adjustments and they executed their game plan in the second half.
Yeah. Terry was pretty forthcoming about what happened last night. I appreciate that from him. I thought he played his ass off. The official snap count for Terry McLaurin, it felt like he was on a pitch count. And I feel like an idiot because I went on a Kansas City radio station yesterday morning and said, oh, yeah, Terry's not going to be on the pitch count. And I'm sorry about that. They're probably looking at me like, boy, better not have him on again. I thought he played well, man. I damn sure did. The contested catches, you understand why. The one contested catch he made on McDuffie, like, that's scary Terry all day long. That's why he's one of the best in the business. That's why he got that bag. And I hope to see more of him. Jordan McGee came in at number four. And I thought he played really well. As I'm looking at the snap chart right now, a season high 58 defensive snaps yesterday for Jordan McGee. They had 69 total snaps, so he played damn near the whole game. I thought he was super impactful. I thought you felt his impact. I thought he was just really good, though, man. I think you feel his speed. I'm hoping that he's able to get more opportunities because he seems like a guy that deserves it, man. So shout out to Jordan McGee. Number five in the Super Six pack was Cliff Kingsbury. We've had plenty of discourse and discussion on him here this afternoon. If you're just now joining the show and you haven't been listening all show long, and I do want to play the Dan Quinn cut again, cut number eight, on what's going on in the run game, because I do think that's the one area where I'm looking at Cliff Kingsbury going, hey, I need you to be a little bit better. And Dan Quinn had the opportunity earlier this afternoon to take the high road when talking about Washington's run game. But, you know, to me, I think when it comes to Cliff and his responsibility in the offense, not playing well, not being in rhythm right now, if we were going blame pie, I think Cliff Kingsbury deserves some of the blame, but not all of the blame. Here's Dan Quinn earlier this afternoon on why the run game's not working. What's going on with it?
Yeah, we certainly need to get it on track in the best of ways. And I wish I had a better sense to say which ones. We've got a good package, but it has to be, you know, the runs and the play passes. Those have to really be in concert together. We hit a couple of play passes yesterday, which was nice for us to do. Terry had one inside. But we've got to find our ways, even to stick with it some when, you know, there are hard runs to go and one goes for one or zero. It can be frustrating, but you just dig and you keep banging for it and you stay into that spot. And that's, you know, what we'll work to do because it has to be, you know, a bigger part of our game.
Has to be. And I thought the little jab he gave on the end there saying we got to have the urgency and the wherewithal to stick with it no matter what. To wrap up the Super Six pack, it went with the entire secondary. I thought the secondary actually, outside of Mikey Samuels though, played pretty well. You saw Tyler Owens get in there for the first time. You saw Marshawn Lattimore, who was targeted once and then caught a pick on that one play that he was targeted. He was awesome last night. We'll see if they can keep it going moving forward. We'll take a quick timeout. One final segment before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Wizards basketball. How has the DC family performed over the first three games of the season? We'll touch on that next. One final segment before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Wizards basketball. The fellas with a big one coming up here this evening. They will take on VJ Edgecombe, Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, and the Philadelphia 76ers. Wizards off to a 1-2 start on the year. We talked about it on Friday, what happened to them in Milwaughee in the season opener. They righted their wrongs, though, on Friday night against the Dallas Mavericks. They played their ass off, man, if I'm being honest and being realistic about it. I thought they were awesome, man, just from a effort, attitude, intensity standpoint. I thought defensively, I know a lot of you on social media, and I read y'all tweets, so this is how I know this. A lot of people were pretty critical of Bob Carrington. The shot's not falling. I feel like he's not making any impact on the game. His ball pressure, I think, really sets the tone. And I got the chance to ask Brian Keefe about that on Sunday. And he said, yeah, like he is our tone setter on the defensive end, extending out the ball pressure, not being afraid to stick his face in there, get his hands dirty, so to speak. I think Bub, I'll even take it a step further, just watching his mannerisms on the floor. And I said this to him on Sunday after the game, like he laughed it off, didn't think it was a big deal. I don't know if he wants to embrace this role or not. I think Bub Carrington can be the enforcer on the Washington Wizards. I don't think Alex Sarr has the mentality to be the enforcer. I think he's big enough. He's played well, and we'll get to him in a second. But I think Bub is this team's enforcer. He is their toughness. He is their glue guy. Almost in a role of like a Marcus Smart. Like I think Bub has that ability. And there was a moment in the Bucks game on last week in the opener, and he is literally wagging his finger in someone's face saying, hey, bro, you're not about to do that to me, this and that, so on and so forth, expletive, expletive. They need that. When you're a young team and you're looking to gain respect throughout the association, I'm not saying getting in fights gets you respect, but Bub is always good with letting the other team know, hey, you're not going to punk me. I know I'm 19. I know I'm 20. I know we're not a very good team. We're not a very respected team. But y'all are going to learn to respect us. Y'all aren't going to push us around. Y'all aren't going to try and punk us. As long as Bub Carrington's out on the floor, I have confidence that that won't happen. Alex Saar, man, really had his coming out party on Sunday against the Hornets. The Wizards, plus minus when he's not on the floor. It's a plus 12.5 differential when he's on the floor to versus when he's off the floor. I thought his rim protection all year has been really good. He's one of the league leaders in screen assists right now. This was something that he really thrived at last year. I thought his shot diet to this point has been a lot different. I believe, and I'm going to go check the box score here real quick, I believe he's only taken 3 threes on the season. And when you think about it, he made 100 threes last year. So the shot diet has clearly changed. He's trying to put more pressure on the rim. And I think overall he's going to end up benefiting from that. He's going to be a better player as a result. Had his best game of the season, though, Sunday against Charlotte. 9-15 from the field, 1-3 from downtown. Finished with 21 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds, 3 blocks as well. So Alex Saar here in year 2, a guy that looks like he's making a jump. Another guy making a jump, in year 2 was Keyshawn George, man. He has been on one through 3 games. And I know it's only 3 games. 20 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, shooting 57% from the field. He was unconscious on Friday night in Dallas, man. 35 minutes, 11-15 from the field, 7-9 from 3, 11 boards, 4 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals, finishing with 34 points, became the youngest Wizard in franchise history to have back-to-back games of 20 points or more to start a season. So he has been cooking. I think he's been really, really good. And I think what gets me the most with Keyshawn is, yeah, I love the going 7-9 from 3, but on Sunday when the shot wasn't falling, he was 0-4 from 3, 3-7 from the field, ultimately fouled out. You felt his defense. You felt his rebounding. You felt his playmaking ability. He's going to start being the top of the scouting report for teams. So I don't know how easy it's going to be for him to continue to shoot that well. But what I love about him is when the shot's not falling, it's not impacting the other areas of his game. He is one of the foundational building blocks moving forward. I think it's George. I think it's Alex Saar. And then I think it's the young rookie, Trey Johnson, who has been just – the best way I can describe Trey Johnson, I guess, is just better than advertised. I think his on-ball defense has been good to start. I think his ability to create off the bounce has been good. Love everything that we've seen from the rookies. Wizards basketball comes your way next. The radio party. Dave Johnson, Glenn Consell, we're bringing the pregame show. DOC in with you tomorrow. I'm back with you on Thursday. If you want to keep the conversation going on social media, it is at NELL underscore BTP. Thank you to your calls. Thank you to super producer Anthony Haney. I'm back with you tomorrow on overtime. I'll join the show at some point. Be well. Wizards basketball comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fees apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.